Those who can, do. Those who cannot, do it on the internet. FancyPantsGangsters.com.
Well-fed guide to life, brought to you in part by HopChart.com. My name is Dave. With me, as always, is Captain Summer himself.
I'm summery.
You are summery.
Got my nice little summer dress on.
Yeah.
My sundress.
Yep.
Got my bonnet.
Unfortunately, it's windy out, so
it
keeps slipping up.
Well, it's summer, so I don't have to wear underwear. So, you know.
It's just recommended.
Dinner and a
heavily,
show.
Heavily recommended. Guys. Either way, the pantsless person to my left here is Evan, as he is always.
We're directly across from each other, so.
No, you're kind of veered off to the left.
That's only because you're twisted.
You're at my 11. You're at my.
What? 11:30.
Yeah, maybe 10:45-ish.
Fair enough. 10:45 too far.
Depends on how I ship my body.
Yeah, I suppose.
we're probably painting too much of a picture for ourselves.
That's what this show is about, though. It's theater of the mind. And with that, we need to give our listeners something to mind.
Isn't that an enrichment program in elementary school?
No, it's Odyssey.
Odyssey, that's right.
Yes.
I was in that.
Were you?
I was.
That was for smart kids.
Wow. That's hurtful. I was in that.
You still haven't answered my question.
It was not just for smart kids. It was for us creative kids as well.
Us creative kids. You special kids.
It wasn't just for the bookworm types like yourself.
Bookworm. I'll have you know, I graduated the University of Minnesota with an English degree, having never actually read any of the assignments. So
they'll be happy to hear that.
I have not read an entire assigned work since sixth grade.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Closest I came was I read 3/4 of Black Like Me in ninth grade, I think it was.
All right. We are at what we might think that we've already done a show from. We're not sure.
Yeah, we're not sure.
We've done so many shows.
Mm-hmm. And we've taken pains to document it as best we can.
As best as you can on a Google Doc.
Mm-hmm.
But we're at a more Victoria in beautiful Uptown.
Yes.
Yeah, you use air quotes there, but we're on a rooftop deck.
Uptown's beautiful. There's no need for air quotes.
There
are parts of it that are beautiful.
Yeah, thank you.
We're in the prettier section.
We are.
We're
in the fancy section.
We're far enough away from, like, Hennepin and Lynn Lake.
Yeah, Lynn Lake.
We're far enough from that
from
part.
Hipsterville.
We're far enough from Franklin, you know, dirty uptown.
Yeah.
Your
former stomping grounds.
That's what made it dirty.
We're far away from Eat Street, which I do like Eat Street for the eats, but I would never want to live in that area.
No.
That's just me.
That's because you hate the city.
Yeah.
You hate where the culture is.
Beauty
just
is
come in and use us and then leave us.
Beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
Sure.
Either way, we're on the rooftop deck of a more Victoria, right off of Lake and Irving in Uptown. So we're unsure of whether or not we've been here before.
It's really heavy.
Down. There we go.
All right, there you go, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So we've recorded so many shows now. We're at like 650.
Something
like that.
Upper thousands.
Yeah. It's in the low thousands, I think. I wouldn't say upper thousands. I think we're in the low thousands. But either way, we recorded a lot of shows. And we were, in our old age, we were unsure of whether or not we've actually been here before.
Mm-hmm.
So we consulted our handy-dandy Excel spreadsheet.
Yeah.
And if we've been here before and you've been a long-time listener, we apologize, we're back.
In fact, you know what? If someone can find if we've been to the show or not and prove it...
We'll buy them dinner.
I wouldn't go that far. I would give you a $20 gift card somewhere, though.
To here.
There's your challenge, listener. If you can find, if you can prove us wrong that we haven't been on the show or been at this place,
hey, let us know. For a $20 gift card to here, I might try to prove you wrong.
Employees of Wellfit Guide Incorporated are not eligible.
God damn it! I always disqualify myself.
Yeah.
Which sounds dirty. So, we actually got.
Thank you, ladies. Thank you.
It's taken a while, but now we've gotten two outdoor shows in a row.
In a row. I know. We lucked out. Like last Monday, we had good weather, and then it was crap for several days, and it's decrapped.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much today. Like yesterday was kind of cold.
Yeah. No. Yes. What?
It was a little chilly.
No, it wasn't. It was freaking gorgeous out.
Yeah, for like an hour yesterday.
I was outside almost all day. It was gorgeous.
You're in Mound or wherever. You're closer to the sun.
I was in Hudson for half the day, and then I was at home in Minnetonka.
Okay, first off, Hudson has to deal with the background radiation of being in Wisconsin. So that immediately jumps at like 5 degrees.
I'm not going to argue that point.
Oh, yeah.
But that being said, it was nice out yesterday.
It was fine. What are you drinking?
I have.
Looks like lemonade. Something you gave me crap about last week for having.
Well, that's because it wasn't very manly.
Says
the person who has a purple drink.
Hey.
Purple drink.
I think once we describe what we are drinking, I will win the manliness award. So.
Well, it's called the best summer ever, but it doesn't actually give me much in terms of what's actually in it.
Okay.
It's described as this merger of citrusy and tart juniper berries is always reminiscent of a perfect Minnesota summer day. And it does taste like a Minnesota summer day, but it doesn't tell me what the hell is in it.
Tastes like walleye?
Walleye and wild rice.
It's good mix in a shooter.
I tried to swallow that one down. little maple syrup chaser.
That actually might be okay. I still assume that mine's more manly because I went with the New York Sour, which is a pretty traditional whiskey sour, which I think that's part of my evolution toward old manness is my affection for whiskey sours that I've gained in the last year.
Except it has French elderflower in it.
Well, this is a little foofier because it does have elderflower liqueur,
yep.
And Italian red wine. So it's almost like a whiskey sangria.
It looks closer to a sangria.
I am totally down for it.
Mine looks like a lemonade. Yours looks like a sangria. We're both probably going to get a little drunk after one of these bad boys. Mine is pretty much all alcohol.
Mine's okay. It probably is all alcohol, but it doesn't taste like it.
Mine's very tasty. It's got a little, I don't know if they put a little club soda or Sprite in there too.
Little bubbles. So
it's got a little fizz at the end of it. That's what she said.
She says that I think you need to go to the doctor.
Yeah, I have to have that checked.
Yeah.
But either way, it's very tasty. It's perfect for outside. The sunglasses are on. The wind is blowing through my hair because you don't have any.
I recently shaved.
You are quite
short.
Nicely.
Well, it's all part. And I think we might have talked about this last week. I don't remember. But through a series of coincidences and weird timings. I've been taking random days off during the week for various reasons, mostly having to do with my house, where we've got people coming over, like workmen coming over or something like that.
Nothing actually wrong with your house.
Nothing. Well, we're in the process where it's like, okay, it's summertime. What is going to be the project this year?
Gotcha.
So we need to get quotes on things and that. But I've been taking random days off in the middle of the week. And last week, it was laundry day. So I did not have my traditional polo shirt for work. So I came to work in a button-down shirt.
Yeah.
And one of my superiors commented on that.
Were you mocked or ridiculed?
I was mocked a little bit, and he questioned, like, are you going on interviews or something? So I've decided to take advantage of this and just not outright say I'm not going on interviews, but make every intimation that I'm going on interviews.
Nice.
So I'm cleaning myself up a little bit. Yeah. still taking your
shave every 4 days.
Shave on a semi-regular basis. Yeah. You know, just to throw them off a little bit. Maybe I can squeeze a little.
That'd
more
be kind
money
of funny,
out
though.
That would be hilarious.
You might. I like the money thought of it.
Yeah.
That might work.
Yeah.
I enjoy a freshly shorn.
I don't like where this is going.
Evan is what I.
That's
what
where I thought it was going. Yeah. I don't like it.
Yeah. You're neatly coiffed.
You keep thoughts of my coiffedness to yourself.
You're more coiffed than you have been all winter. It's like you've gotten rid of your winter
my
beard.
Winter scruff.
Your winter beard.
Speaking of beards.
Yeah.
Now, we are in Uptown.
Yeah.
Which is the height of one of the meccas of hipsterdom in Minneapolis.
It is the mecca.
There's a few other areas that have that are similar. There's more
an area out.
Modern, you know, like the area around the Modern Cafe in
very
hipster. Northeast.
Yeah.
Further down, like closer to Basilica, like Loring Park area. That's still a little.
It's more of the gays, though, isn't it?
What?
It's more of the gays over there, isn't it? Sorry, Mom. Probably gonna hear that.
You're saying gays can't be hipsters?
Yeah.
I have numerous pieces of evidence that says otherwise.
No, just kind of. Who lives in what area? And I'm generalizing, and I'm just going to stop now because I know my mom's listening. So.
Yeah, can you please also stop hitting the table
Sorry.
Right next to the microphone?
Apologize.
God, we've done nearly 1,000 shows. Tens of thousands of episodes. But anyway, so we saw a gentleman on the drive here. Glorious beard, just huge.
It was a Duck Dynasty beard. Yeah.
And I was reminded of, and I'm in general not, I'm not opposed, I'm not as much of a hipster hater as you probably are.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not opposed to the trend of beards on guys, on young guys.
I'm not opposed to the beard.
Uh-huh.
It is the style of beard. Like, I was okay with that beard. That beard was just...
That was a fine beard.
That was a good beard.
Here's what bugs me. So I recently saw a guy in my neighborhood Target. He might have worked there, I don't know. He had a similar beard.
Okay.
Large. I mean, we're talking 8-9 inches at least. Scruffy and just wild man, you know. Like just airdropped out of...
Yes, please.
I don't know if he'd airdrop out of something. Like, he was just found, you know, in the woods somewhere and brought back into civilization.
Gotcha.
I mean, just big, wild, crazy man beard.
Yeah.
But he also
mountain man-ish.
Had perfectly sculpted eyebrows and kind of that hipster swoop haircut.
Oh, the coif. The
I don't know what you call it.
The bouffant.
It's not. It wasn't quite a bouffant or anything like that. But here's the thing. If you're going to go crazy man beard,
yeah.
You gotta go crazy man everything.
I agree.
Because this Jekyll and Hyde that splits at the nose line bullcrap. No, no.
It's kind of like the new mullet. It's party in the back ish top ish place, and that's neatly coiffed, and it doesn't.
You're saying it's the club on the top and the shack on the bottom.
Exactly.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. You can't mismatch.
Yeah, and if you want to have a big, glorious beard, great, and you can even trim it, but don't mix the two. Pick a style. Pick a civilized level.
Yeah. Damn it, people. Have some self-respect in your beard.
I'm not one to give anyone crap about fashion.
No, you're not.
No, I'm not. For
you,
God's
of
sakes,
all people.
But for God's sakes, have a little symmetry.
Yes. Have some balance.
That's the thing. Like with me, I'm fine with myself because I stick with disheveled.
It's not even disheveled you do clean up well.
My problem is the people that sculpt into disheveled.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Trying too hard.
Yeah, like that weird shabby chic.
Yeah.
That no, stop that.
The constant 5 o'clock shadow.
There's nothing worse than.
The Bradley Cooper.
There's nothing. Well, Bradley Cooper is dreamy, so
he gets
an excuse.
Yeah.
But there's nothing worse than cultivated slovenliness.
I'm trying to think of a good example.
For a long time, I had a problem with Zach Galifianakis.
But he's just sloven.
Yeah, I've changed my opinion of him a little bit.
We're just going through the Hangover stars now, or what?
Who else is in that show? I've never actually seen the movies. I don't know.
Ed Helms.
Mike Tyson. Ed Helms is just weird.
Justin Bartha.
Is that the guy from National Treasure?
Yes.
He's all right, I guess. Like Joaquin Phoenix in his Crazy Man thing.
Okay.
Like maybe that. Problem is you don't really see celebrities because at least celebrities have people that tell them no.
Yeah.
Stop them. They hit them with a rolled up newspaper.
It's the constant 5 o'clock shadow that drives me a little bit nuts because I'd like to be able to pull that off, but I can't. Because it just goes from what this is right now to just looking like hell.
Yeah, I'm similarly not gifted.
But you were able to clean up well. You just choose not to.
I choose not to. I restrain myself for the good of humanity.
But right now, if you just clean up the mouth and the neck beard, I think you'd be in pretty good shape. You might be on the road to that well deserved raise.
No.
Who are we kidding?
Not only is it not coming, but it's not really well deserved. Yeah. So that's fine.
It's definitely not well deserved.
No.
Well deserved.
Not lately, at least. Jesus. So how's it going, sir?
Good. I'm watching you plow through a loaf of bread.
I'm weirdly hungry. My lunch plans were canceled today.
Yeah.
I was planning on meeting someone for lunch, and they canceled on me because they're a jerk.
Stood you up?
They didn't stand me up. They just couldn't make it. But I had planned on bringing my lunch because I had made something where... You ever get my wife, she wanted to make biscotti.
Okay.
Which, if you've never had her biscotti, in fact, you drop me off,
I have.
You're welcome to steal one.
I can't because I want 15 of them.
Here's the thing.
No,
it's a Weight Watchers recipe, though.
Game on.
Yeah.
What? How many points?
I don't know. I'd have to look. But
that's how many I have.
It's
really
healthy. But we need to go buy eggs.
Okay.
And this weather's getting better.
Yeah.
I'm starting to think about doing stuff outside. I'm thinking picnics.
Yeah.
And immediately my mind goes to picnic staples, not biscotti, but egg salad.
Yes.
So I'm like, screw it. Let's just get. You have to get 2 eggs. Mm-hmm. Let's just get me a dozen, and I'll just finish off the rest and make a ton of eggs out.
Game on.
So that's what I did. That's what I did on Sunday.
So you have, like, that would be 10 eggs worth of egg salad?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
You are all those, man.
I know. And I made this with the expectation that this was going to be my lunches for this week.
And then some.
But then I didn't bring in my lunch because I was having lunch with this person who stood me up.
Right.
So now I had egg salad waiting for me at home that I couldn't have.
Are you a Miracle Whip or mayonnaise guy?
I went with Miracle Whip because that's all we had.
Okay.
I don't care really either way. I tend to be a Miracle Whip guy myself.
Well done, sir.
And this was.
I know there are people listening to the show that would just be blasphemy.
And you know what? If that's the worst,
we probably lost some listeners there.
If that's the worst, we blaspheme on the show. We could do much worse.
Yeah.
But you know. Have you ever had those things when you're making something and it works with stews or, to a lesser degree, when you're doing roasted or something like that? But anything that there's a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
You just kind of give up measuring after a while.
Oh, yeah. That looks good.
And it's like,
that looks good.
This is a small palm of dill. Okay, throw that in there.
Yeah.
I threw like 17 spices in this thing.
Did you actually taste it?
Oh, it's awesome.
Nice.
It's amazing. Threw a little cayenne in there.
Yeah.
A little heat to it. Didn't have any paprika, but I looked for it. We're out of paprika.
Ready for this one? This will change your life. Throw a little smoked paprika in your egg salad next time.
All right. I think we have some now that I think about it.
Just a dash.
Our spice rack needs much recataloging.
Now it's an egg salad.
I know. But did the eggs, did the Miracle Whip. We've been getting, here's a tip.
Yeah.
Here's a tip for everyone at home. This applies to everything, not just egg salad. I'm assuming you do similar to what we do, or what we did when we were on Weight Watchers, where you're cooking more. You're cooking every night.
Yeah.
And it got to the point where every week we would buy at least one onion. Because we'd use it at some
point. No, we go through a bag of onions in a week.
See, that's the thing. We used to be buying the single, like, softball-sized onion and then just cutting it up and then having, like, a third of it in a bag.
Yeah. And then another bag in the opposite side of the fridge.
Yeah. but we stumbled on
this is making me feel a lot better because it's not just me.
And then when you do that fridge clean out and you're throwing like three bags of a third of an onion each, and then it's just like, why am I wasting
we
so much onion?
This?
But we stumbled on, we bought the 3 pound bag of small onions, like the racquetball size.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know if that's
I prefer those.
That has blown my mind.
Sorry, because I get to little
right
now.
That's right.
That's okay. That has opened my whole world up, because then it's just like, screw, you know, a couple. We're just gonna cut up an onion.
Yeah.
And it's like, whoop, done. But then the problem is then the egg salad was a little oniony.
Just add more egg.
Well, we didn't have any more eggs.
You go get more eggs and you make more eggs.
No, but we got other vegetables, so I threw like some peppers in there.
Celery?
We had some chives. We didn't have any celery, but I threw some chives in there.
I'm making an egg salad tonight. I'm making an egg salad.
Awesome.
I have a curried egg salad that's on Weight Watchers.
I've had that egg salad.
It's fantastic.
It's good.
I'm making that tonight. That is happening when I get home.
I know.
You've got me all jazzed up about egg salad.
But it is one of those things that, and it's very guy.
Absolutely.
This is guy cooking because you don't really have to measure.
Yep.
You can just throw everything you want in there.
Yep.
I thought about throwing some meat in there of some kind.
Bacon.
Bacon would work.
Crispy bacon.
Crispy bacon could work.
A little ham.
A little ham would be amazing. Or.
I can wait for this. Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on.
Hit me.
So
we might be thinking
of the
same
thing. Went to Byerly's yesterday.
Okay.
Got the deli sliced habanero ham. It's not spicy. It's just got a little heat. Oh.
Could be
my.
Interesting. I was thinking you could go with lobster mac and cheese route and do a little seafood in there. A little prawn, maybe. Maybe not prawn.
The little shrimps. The little baby shrimps.
Like sea monkeys?
Like the canned shrimp.
I've never had canned shrimp. I don't
it's in the tuna fish.
Really?
Tuna aisle.
Tuna would work too. Do cross salad. You do a tuna salad, egg salad combination. Be like picnic in a bowl.
That would really be good.
It would. I don't know why you'd eat egg salad in a bowl, but...
Cross salad homogenization. Did I do that right?
No, but it's fine.
You saw where I was going with that.
Yeah.
God. Egg salad is on the docket tonight. I was going to go for a walk. Hell no. I'm making egg salad.
No. Make egg salad. Is there a market within walking distance?
I have a Whole Foods I have mile from my place.
Walk to the Whole Foods, then you get your egg salad and your walk.
I probably get some like low fat mayonnaise too.
Yeah, probably could.
And some spices to throw in said egg salad.
Tell me, man.
You're a genius.
Thank you.
Egg salad is in play the rest of this week. It is egg salad week. I hereby stamp it. It is egg salad week on the Well Fed Guide.
That's right.
This is the best idea we've ever had. At least since the last time we had the best idea
That's
we've
true.
Ever had.
Yeah. I did get, speaking of outside, I did get sort of tentative approval to possibly get a smoker.
You son of a bitch.
There's
nothing in this world I want more than a smoker.
We were in
right
Home
now.
Depot this last weekend, as we are pretty much, as we have been and will be in every weekend this summer.
Have they gotten to the point where they greet you by name?
Not quite yet.
Like Norm from Cheers.
Ask me again in July.
How's it going, Mr. Peterson?
Yeah. Still not buying
anything.
That actually
works.
Still not buying anything. Yeah, that's right.
You should just be like the next, when they actually finally get your name right.
It's Mr. Peterson.
You got to break out. Well,
the problem is
Woody, it's a dog-eat-dog world. I'm wearing Milk Bones underwear.
Yeah, my favorite Norm line, and that's the problem is if we set that up with Home Depot, I'm gonna have to come up with lines.
You could do that.
I probably could. But my favorite one is what are you up to, Norm? He said my ideal weight if I was 7'8". I always like that for some reason.
What's up, Mr. Peterson? My cholesterol, Woody.
I'm gonna have to watch Cheers when I get home.
Cheers.
I'm gonna watch Cheers and eat
salad.
Egg salad.
You have to have beer.
I would have to have beer.
Yeah.
I've got beer.
Done.
It's my evening.
You got a big night ahead of you.
It was going to be cranberry soda and West Wing, but I've gone a little more lowbrow.
Oh, my God.
I went to a weird place. Anyway, no.
Yeah, it did.
I was in Home Depot, and we were going to the garden section, and walked past the barbecues.
Okay.
And my wife said, I'm surprised you haven't asked about a smoker yet. And I said, literally, I didn't think that was even worth asking about because I figured you'd shoot it down right away. She's like, no, it'd be fine. I just gotta find a spot for it. Sweet.
While you're asking about that, you might as well ask for an electric grill, too. Or a gas grill.
See, you know what's funny? We've been cleaning out the garage. I found a gas grill. That's how much of a mess my life is that I can find a grill.
You found a freezer downstairs, a deep freeze downstairs, and a gas grill.
It's a little one. It's like a hibachi size.
That doesn't count.
It's got a propane tank on it, so...
A full-size propane tank.
Well, it's, the size of a water bottle.
No, that's a camping stove.
Well, that's probably what it is, but...
It doesn't count, then.
I do applaud, find it amazing that I found it.
That is amazing that you found it, and I do applaud you for fighting the good charcoal fight.
It's more just because that was the cheapest at the time. So.
Fair enough. Yeah.
No.
I've got grilling on the docket all the rest of this week.
Now you're gonna have to try to figure out how to work that into egg salad.
You could smoke eggs.
You can smoke eggs.
You could do a smoked egg salad.
I know. I've had smoked egg salad. In fact, I had one of our favorite places.
Northbound Smokehouse.
We were there a few months ago, and I finally dipped into that smoked egg salad.
And
it was very tasty.
A little bit. It's hard to go wrong.
It is.
Egg salad's like pizza. Even when it's bad, it's still pretty good.
Oh, no. Egg salad can go bad very bad, very quickly and very bad.
It can go bad, but
it can be
fresh,
bad.
It's fresh.
I've had bad egg salad.
Really?
Bad fresh egg salad, yeah.
I've yet to meet an egg salad I don't like.
I think this particular person tried to do it like a German potato salad.
Okay.
Where instead of mayonnaise, they use like a vinegary kind of
that ain't mix. Right.
And just vinegar in salads in general tends to...
Do you ever add a little tiny bit of mustard to yours?
I added spicy brown mustard.
Nice.
And a little bit of lime juice in there. A little dabble of Worcestershire in there.
I have not done that.
I recommend it.
I usually stick with the dry spices, and I have some fresh dill at home, so that's going.
I got some freeze dried dill that we tried, and that was a medium palm of dill.
Yes,
because that's my measuring standard.
I'm more excited to make egg salad tonight than I probably should be.
You probably are.
Then I don't go heavy mayonnaise either. I just get it enough so it just everything is all perfectly mixed.
You'd probably consider mine more heavy than what you
It's awfully creamy.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I like mine about the consistency of sheetrock patch. You know what I mean? In fact, I could probably patch some holes in the basement right now.
We actually have a tool at home that if it wasn't, it should be specifically designed to make egg salad.
Okay.
So we have...
You know what your hero says about unitaskers.
I know. And this completely defeats the purpose. And I realize that. However, we have... It's not the slap chop. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
It's the Pampered Chef version of the slap chop.
Slap A with an E?
Yeah. It's awesome to begin with. Because I can do an entire onion in about 30 seconds. Which... If there's anything I really hate in this world, is actually cutting onion. But it is perfect for making egg salad. You throw the whole hard-boiled egg in there and just slap that thing down a bunch of times, and you get the perfectly most uniform pieces of egg.
See, I don't like uniformity in my egg salad. What? I like little surprises.
I like everything all the same size. I think that's a little anal-retentive of me.
Spoken like a true suburbanite.
Yeah. Everything's got to be perfect.
Good. Right. Perfectly manicured, everything.
How we roll.
Yeah.
So, if you've been listening since the start of the show, our order's been lost.
It hasn't been lost. They said they're backed up.
There's not that many people here.
Well, I mean, clearly something happened. That doesn't mean it was lost. Because everyone's behind. If it was just ours, other people would be getting food.
All right.
Besides, maybe we can score some free food out of it.
Doubt it.
Probably. Are you going to have any of this bread?
No, go for it.
Polish off the whole
go for it. I can only have one piece.
Oh, that's right.
Thing. I have to limit the intake of the carbs.
Yeah,
bread
I should really
and
do
bread,
that.
As delicious as it is the Achilles heel, if you will.
Yeah, no good.
I'm doing pretty good. So I've gotten to the point where, like, and the fact that it's farther away from me, like, if it was right here, it'd be game on.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not an invite for you to move it, if that's what you're thinking.
Put one in your pocket.
Thanks.
Yeah. Slip it in.
Yeah. Just tuck it in my shirt.
Yeah, that's right. Shove it down your pants.
You sure about that one?
I'm okay with it.
I'd probably be okay with it,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, probably. Right?
But I'm doing better with that portion of Weight Watchers.
Mm-hmm.
I've gotten past the point where I'm more conscious of things on the table that I probably shouldn't be eating that much of. I can have one of, or maybe a half of, but I can't partake in five or six pieces of bread. Because I want that. I want those two pieces of bread. And I want to drizzle in a cup of olive oil with a balsamic vinegar chaser. But I'm not going to do that.
You're a model of
self-control. Because I've gotten past the point where, okay, I've lost X amount of weight. You know, I've lost 18 pounds. So
far. Wow.
Thank you. I had a lot
to
lose.
None of it in your face, apparently.
I know. It's right around my waist, but not around my face.
There's so many jokes I can make. But I'm a good friend. So
yeah, and
make them.
You're bigger than that.
I'm bigger than that, yeah. Apparently, because you've lost all the weight.
But what do you mean it's not around my face?
Just
my face
never
is getting skinnier.
Move on with your story. No one's listening to it.
Wow.
Do you want another drink right there?
No, I'm good.
It's out of the way, and I'm going to try to do it again.
All right. But that being said, I've gotten past the point where I don't need a second drink, or a third drink, or a fourth drink, or I don't need a second piece of bread, where I don't have that weird, you know, absolutely ravenous craving. I don't know if you've dealt with that when you've been on a diet or Weight Watchers.
Here's the biggest problem. I'm a boredom eater. Like, that's my
yeah.
thing. And my current job is not helping in any way.
Right.
The only reason why I don't have Skittles on me at all times is because I don't carry cash. The day that they switched those vending machines to the cards,
yeah,
I'm
game
gone.
On. Thank you.
Now I'm gonna get you guys anything else.
No? I think we need do you need silverware?
Oh yeah, I do.
Macro.
Thank you.
I like the fact he's calling us sir.
I like that too. I
don't think I've ever been called sir, ever.
Unless it's followed with, you're making a scene.
Put your pants back on. Don't put that in your mouth. Sorry, I'm just putting that on.
To give true deference, I did steal that joke from The Simpsons.
Did you?
Yes, I did.
That's okay. We'll allow that.
Good Lord.
This is a massive portion. I don't know about yours, but
mine's pretty massive. Yeah. See why it took so long. So what all do you got? You got a pile.
So we can't pronounce what I got. Literally. Because the guy that took our order couldn't pronounce it either.
It's the
Fettolucci.
Fettolini.
Fettolini
del Pescarino.
Think so?
Pinky Tuscadero.
That's
the fettuccine pinky Tuscadero.
Yeah, that's it. You got it. Spot on.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Thank you.
But basically, what we have is a very light tomato sauce and scallops, calamari, mussels, and some of the biggest shrimp I've ever seen.
Those are damn big
shrimp. Dare I say prawns.
Prawns, I always think, is more lengthy. Those are girthy.
Over a thin spaghetti, not quite as thin as a vermicelli, but not quite as thick as a regular spaghetti. And it's a spicy tomato sauce, so I'm kind of excited about that, too.
I'm going to go crazy. Look at that.
What did you get, sir?
That's improvisation, that is.
You're a thinker.
I am.
I got what they call their Italian sausage and peppers.
All right.
Which is exactly that. It's a giant, almost emasculatingly large
It's the Ron
Italian
Jeremy
sausage.
Of
it is a Ron Jeremy-esque portion of sausage. With some sautéed green and red peppers and some sautéed red onions. Over probably a similar sauce to what you've got. Kind of a spicy red sauce.
Yeah.
Just a little bit of heat to it. Nothing, not bad.
Not overbearing.
No. And over pretty much the same pasta as well. And I went. We got a portion of
yours is a little bit. Yours is closer to linguine.
Yeah, mine's a little thicker. And then we got a little cup of Parmesan with the bread, which I have sprinkled over this because that's the way I roll. And I am a fan of this sauce.
Me too.
It's a good.
It's peppery. It's more peppery than spicy.
It's peppery, but it's also got that little kind of sweetness that I really like in tomatoes.
It's incredibly well balanced, whatever mm-hmm. whatever's on here.
Mm. Peppers are perfectly cooked. Nice and soft, but they got just enough structure to them where it's not just mush. I have not delved into John Holmes here, but.
This is that's a hand-stuffed sausage, too. Is it not?
Not only is it a hand-stuffed sausage, but if the what I believe is a typo on the menu is to be believed, it's a Hank-stuffed. And we were discussing before the show if a Hank-stuffed sausage means that it was stuffed by Hank or stuffed with Hank. But
we're hoping for the latter.
We're hoping we're hoping for the former.
No.
You may be hoping for the latter. I'm hoping for the former. Granted, I've never had Hank before, so it might be delicious.
Who knows?
Who knows?
Oh, yeah.
That's a damn good piece of sausage.
I'm really, really enjoying mine.
What are you liking so far?
Well, the fact that it's got a ton of seafood in mine. It's got... I got two big bay scallops. Three jumbo shrimp, four jumbo shrimp, two mussels, and just a host of calamari. I mean, just an insane amount of calamari. Yeah, I had a forkful just a few minutes ago that was all calamari.
Sausage's got some hit to it.
Nice.
It's very good. I mean, it's very well seasoned. Good texture to the meat. It's, whole fennel seeds, which I always like to see. It's very good, but it's especially when you compare it to much milder red sauce. It's a bit of a almost shocking.
Now, I've been here before, and
I might have been too. Apparently.
Yeah, I've never had a bad meal here, but this is the first time where it's actually been a slow meal. So it's a little disconcerting, but we can get back to that when we do a final review on the place. But it's very consistent here, is what I've learned so far.
Okay.
You know, the pasta's cooked correctly. You know, seafood in here is cooked correctly. And the sauce is really well balanced. And it seems like there's a good amount of thought that went into this.
Yes. They make a big deal on the menu about how everything is handmade and made when you order. Like, they talk about the pizzas. You can get pizzas here, but they don't start them until you order. So they may not come out with the dinner. They actually say that right on the menu.
I think my one complaint is the fact that they're not using a fresh pasta.
Okay.
I'm a bit of a fresh pasta snob, but...
Now, how can you tell?
It's a different bite. It's a different mouthfeel. It's a different chew.
Okay.
I think fresh pasta, especially when you go with a wider pasta, let's say like a fettuccine, it just has a different mouthfeel to it. It has a different... There's a bit more... I wouldn't say gumminess, because that's not really... That sounds negative. But it has a little bit more chew to it. Whereas this... I can tell this came... It's still good quality. But it's a dry pasta. And there's nothing really wrong with dry pasta.
Mm-hmm.
But I think...
Unless you're a snob.
But I think this would benefit, this dish in particular, to benefit with a dry, with a fresh pasta. Like, for instance, one of, you know, my favorite restaurants. Very good. One of my favorite restaurants in town is Bar La Grassa. They use fresh pasta and dry pasta all over the menu, and actually have their pastas separated out by that. Because different applications.
So what I'm hearing is that Bar La Grassa has ruined you for other restaurants.
Pretty much. Pretty much. That's what we're getting at. But that being said, I think I would like to see this with a fresh pasta as opposed to a boxed, you know, pre-made pasta. It is cooked al dente, and it's proper. I also think I might like this a little bit more if it was a little bit thicker, like the linguine like you have, or a fettuccine, tagliatelle, pappardelle.
We're all proud of that. You know all those different pastas. So, okay, let me play devil's advocate.
Sure.
How would a thicker pasta help you on that?
I don't know. I think I think I'm looking for a different texture, I think, with this. I don't know if it would benefit the sauce or the actual ingredients in it at all. But I think just a different texture would be... I mean, you have the calamari and the mussels and the scallops to a certain extent that are a little bit of a softer protein.
Mm-hmm.
So they have a little bit different mouthfeel that the fresh pasta might give you. Might be a little bit better. It's diving a little bit deeper than I really wanted to go with.
Well, we're gonna take you deeper here, because I like making you out to be the snob that you truly are.
Thanks, bud.
And as a recently minted health nut, what is your opinion of the whole wheat pastas?
Depends on the brand.
Okay.
There's a definite difference in brand quality. At least that's what I've found so far. It is, and again, it's going to come off very, very snobbish, but the more expensive the brand, the better that the whole wheat pasta is going to taste.
Because I've never had a good whole wheat pasta.
The Barilla one, Barilla, whatever you want to call it, it's actually pretty good.
Really?
Whole wheat pasta. And actually, you can get one that is like a smart pasta.
Yeah, I've had that smart pasta.
You don't like it?
I'm not a fan. I think it comes down to... You know, and I've talked about this with, you know, the more I think about it, I think it just comes down to any sort of starch, with a few exceptions. But to me, the starch is there, be it pasta, be it taco shell, be it pizza crust. It's there as a vehicle. And I don't tend to...
Should never be the star.
It's not even that it should be the star. I just don't want it. I want the starch to be the stage crew.
Yeah.
In that it's there to support everything, but you don't know it's there.
Right. Gets a little applause at the end.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
You know, but you really only notice it when it's back. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
And to me, I don't necessarily care that much. If linguine versus fettuccine versus vermicelli, like I don't, that makes very little difference to me.
Okay.
You know, but at the same time, I think of something like a spaghetti rigatti, which is a rougher edged.
Mm.
I think would you qualify that as a shaped?
I would, because I think with a...
It's extruded like Play-Doh.
Yeah. I think with a thicker pasta...
They set it with a star, I think, is... There's like the... If you in the Play-Doh thing, they've got the
I'm playing
thing.
Along.
You got the star and the moon and...
I'm rolling my eyes, but I'm playing along. Yeah, I get what you're saying. I think that would... I get what you're getting
at. But like a rigatti, that actually changes the physical qualities of... the pasta, because it holds the sauce better.
Exactly.
So in that case, it makes a difference. But beyond that, it doesn't really matter. And to me, whole wheat brings too much attention to the pasta.
It's
and I think
it's
ruins
too much,
the flavor.
Yeah, it's and a texture, flavor is a little odd.
Yeah.
And it's not that it's bad. It's just not right.
Exactly, exactly. Like, it's not necessarily that I'm like, I don't want this.
Yeah.
It's more, well, it is I don't want this, but it's not like this is bad tasting. It's just, it throws me off. Mm-hmm. Now, no one likes a stage manager that tries to upstage the stars. Yeah. So now I'm in a moral quandary right now, because what I'm having is very good. But I also had about a third of a loaf of bread.
See, I'm going to be able to enjoy this entire thing. Probably won't be able to finish.
I'll be able to enjoy this, but it's more how much do I take home? And how much do I eat now?
You got to eat the whole thing.
No.
You have egg salad at home.
I do have egg salad at home, but egg salad will keep.
Really good deal.
I mean, the plan
egg
is
salad doesn't keep forever, though.
True, but the egg salad is my plan for the week.
That's not going to have a shelf life of more than about a day and a half.
Egg salad?
No, that.
Oh, I know. That's what I'm saying. I can have this tomorrow. Yeah. And then have egg salad Wednesday and Thursday. Because we rescheduled the lunch for Friday. So I can do Wednesday and Thursday.
You're not going to have more egg salad than that?
What?
I thought you had a whole week's worth of egg salad.
I do. So I might have to double up.
A double egg salad day.
A double egg salad day or something like that. We can work around this. Or I can do it as a snack when I get home.
That would work too. Like fold over sandwich.
So if necessary, I can pound through egg salad if I need to.
I just don't want to see it go to waste.
It will not.
Okay.
I guarantee you the egg salad will not go to waste.
You understand my concern.
I do understand where you're concerned. And it is a concern that I hope you share one day with my future children.
I will.
Because I know...
It was the great egg salad controversy of 2013.
Yes.
Not even controversy. Quandary.
The sausage is outstanding. They got a good... I mean, what kills me on this, and the sausage is it's very obviously grilled.
Mm-hmm.
And they did a good job, and I wish more places could do this. They got a good char, a good grill burn on the sausage.
So not just throwing it on a flat top, they might actually have a wood grill or something like that.
It's fine for breakfast sausage.
Yeah.
But a good Italian skin-on sausage, you need to almost burn the hell off.
I agree.
And they did that.
I might not be in the burn category.
I said almost burn.
But I get what you're going with. Well done.
Yes, please. Thank you. Rest is going.
Tapping out?
I'm not tapping out. I'm trying to be good. I'm trying to live by your example.
Wow.
And I feel that you have at least...
I can't believe we got that. You're not going to edit that out, right?
I feel like you have at least subconsciously shamed me for destroying the bread in the manner that I did.
I'm sorry if I did.
I don't know. I don't know if you did it on purpose, but I
because
think
that's not my point. My point is just me being a little bit more self-conscious of what I'm eating. Like, for instance... I have 52 points for the entire day. Probably going to lose a point tomorrow, which is just getting worse by the day. But, because if you keep dropping pounds, you start losing them.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you do your weigh-ins on Tuesdays.
So what I'm worried about is actually losing a point. But...
I always had a problem with that on Weight Watchers, because to me that sounds like a reverse incentive.
See, on Mondays, my points are always backhanded. So I can pretty much eat whatever I want.
Much like yourself.
I can eat whatever I want when we're out, when the two of us are out. And so I'll eat something extremely light for lunch and breakfast. And then the rest of the week be very, very balanced.
All right. I am tapping out right now because I want to have enough for lunch tomorrow.
And biscotti.
But if you look at, I'm going to have a biscotti when I eat. But if you look at that, that is a normal portion at most restaurants.
This is an insane portion.
You know, and when you look at a place like this, and I almost wish places would do this. I've ranted about this before. I really think restaurants do themselves a disservice more often than not with their websites. And for one thing, and I understand that there's a simplicity to it.
but quit with the PDF menus.
Mm-hmm.
Because that destroys the ability, the ease of use on a phone.
Yeah.
Okay. I understand it's simple from a webmaster's point of view, where you can just take the PDF of the menu, which you probably made, and you're going to print out anyway.
Yep.
Just upload it to the site. Fine. I work a website. I know a website. I've worked on a website for over 5 years now. There are ways to convert that into HTML.
Right.
Easily. Okay. But I really think that places should have pictures of the dishes. And for no other reason than to gauge portion size. Because you look at this menu, and, you know, even though we're in Uptown, which is not a cheap area, some of the entrees and dishes they've got here, they run a little high. Like, mine was 17, which I think is pretty reasonable.
Mine was 23.
Yeah, yours was 23, and they go up into the high 20s, low 30s with some of this stuff.
Yeah, and it pushes the 30 envelope.
Yeah. But I think you easily got $23 worth of food.
Oh, yeah.
If not, you know, if
I think I would have paid 30, yeah. 30 for that.
But if I'm going into it, having never been here before, and I don't have a ton of money, but I want a decent meal.
Yeah.
I'm going to look at this, and I'm like, oh, there's some good things, but I just can't afford it.
Yeah.
But if you showed a picture of what I got, it's like, for $17, there's easily two meals, and if you're not a big fat idiot like myself, you could probably stretch it to three fairly easily.
Right. You can take the bread home, too.
You can take the bread home, too. Now, if you knew that going into it, like, that's one thing I love about, you know, I don't know how often you order pizza, especially now that you're on the Weight Watchers.
It's been a while.
I order pizza on a semi-regular basis. And one thing I love about certain websites, and I think most of them do this now, where as you add ingredients, they fall from the sky onto the image.
Like delicious, delicious rain.
Yes. I think you should be able to go to a website, say, I want to see this, this, and this, and it is presented to you.
I agree.
And you can see the size of it. Maybe put a Nerf football next to it, or a grapefruit, or something so that people can gauge sizes.
Yep.
But know what they're getting into.
I agree.
And then you can plan.
I wholeheartedly agree with you on this. I hate the PDF menu. More than breathing, maybe not that much. That's a bit much.
It's a bit much.
But I agree with the mobile.
It's terrible.
It's really bad. It's lazy.
Even if you do have a phone, and a lot of phones nowadays can handle PDFs just fine.
Yeah,
it takes it out of the browser and it opens this other thing.
Yeah.
And it's just a mess.
Yeah.
Stop it.
It doesn't. It's never going to resize.
It'll resize,
but then you're doing this, you know, the two finger move out
deal all over the menu. It's a bad, bad, bad idea.
Can't do it while you're driving.
If you're on a small phone, you know, you're inevitably scanning around, which is the worst possible way to look at something.
Yeah.
You know,
I've already lost interest at that point.
Yeah, I just don't care.
And I'm not ingesting that information either.
No.
If I have it on the actual web page, I'm actually going to see it. And if I got something to click on where I can actually see the picture, come on.
It's so funny because I think about, you know, you look at the real hot shot chefs nowadays, both in Minneapolis and throughout the country and the world.
Okay.
Very forward-thinking people, by and large.
Yeah.
Very interested in experimentation. Very, very interested in playing with people's expectations. And, you know, for a good chunk of them, I'm especially thinking of, like, the molecular gastronomy people. Very geeky.
Yeah.
Okay. You'd think. I have yet to see a good restaurant website. They always do the auto-playing music.
Oh, yeah, I hate that.
You know, autoplay. There's a website. I'm not going to talk about the restaurant, but there's a website out there that immediately starts up playing background sounds. So, like, people talking at tables.
And it's not like it's like a stereo, you know, in regular, but it's like a little old MIDI file.
Well, those are especially bad.
Yeah.
And
it's always like a Mexican restaurant.
And I go back to my original thought that there is a packet somewhere that they give out at the immigration office that you have to check a little box and say, are you going to open a restaurant?
Yeah.
And then they give you a how to build a website book from 1994.
Yep.
It's like, here, have at it. They're always terrible. But all restaurants, I mean, not just that, but all restaurants, they all tend to, have some bad thing.
Yeah.
And they need to stop it. Especially now that everyone's got phones.
Yeah. I'm right there with you. I would say that there is one chef in town, and his restaurants do a pretty good job of this.
Okay.
Isaac Becker.
Okay.
Bar La Grassa, Cafe 128.
Okay.
He doesn't do pictures of everything on this menu,
uh-huh.
but just sporadic.
Yes, and make sure you have something for scale.
Exactly.
That's key.
So if you have a plate, have a wine glass next to it, something. You know, a knife. You know,
a hand.
A hand. Maybe not a hand.
Well, I mean, you know,
I want people touching my food.
Well, you won't be getting the one in the picture.
How do I know that?
You just have these moments of stupidity that just make me old.
How I roll.
Uh-huh. Nice little David Caruso move there with this.
Hey, exactly. Deal with it.
Yeah. Hey, it's Jason Statham at the table.
It is.
His weedy little brother.
The 5 o'clock shadow guy.
Yeah, 5 o'clock shadow guy. What are we doing for time? Oh, okay, we're doing actually pretty good for time. I was trying to manhandle the recorder, but final thoughts. Now you've been here many times.
Been here many times. It's consistent every time. I have yet to have a bad meal here. It was slow service.
Mm-hmm.
It is a Monday, and it is beautiful out. And we're on the rooftop deck, so it is expected to be a little slow.
And the being on the rooftop took the edge off that, I think, quite
completely, because I could spend the rest of the night
exactly.
up here. I'd probably be okay sleeping up here.
They'd probably get rid of you for vagrancy.
I would hope so.
They just roll you over the edge.
Over
there.
The edge. But it's really, really nice. It's not overly crowded. They're not trying to jam a ton of tables into a confined space. So you can actually move around. There's still tables open.
Yep.
And I've been here on weekends and weekdays. It's never overly crowded here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are going to be Saturdays and Sundays, especially in the summertime, where this is going to be really crowded. But I've never had an extraordinary wait here.
Okay.
It's never been, you know, more. I don't think I've ever waited more than 25 minutes here. Like I said, the food's consistent. Mine was great.
Okay, here, guys.
Yes. Yes.
Can I get a box?
A box? Yeah, definitely. Do you want?
I'm good.
Take this away.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Awesome. How was it?
It's great. Thank you.
I can box that up for you.
It'd be great. Yes. I'm with you. I mean, this is either my first or my second time here. I don't remember. You know, actually, another thing about it, it's at least my second, because I've been here once with the wife.
Okay.
Because it's a great date place.
I think, you know what, I think we might have talked about this place being a good date place.
Yeah, and I think I took my wife here.
Yeah, off of my recommendation.
Yeah, that might be where we were thinking of.
Yeah.
But no, it's a great date place. It's casual, but still kind of fancy.
Yeah. I'm in my work clothes. You're in, you know, shirts, t-shirt and shorts.
Yeah.
And we're both equally comfortable, and we're not out of place here.
Yeah, and like all the waiters, they're all in t-shirts.
Yeah.
You know.
It's not pretentious at all.
At all. But, you know, it's good quality and what feels authentic Italian food.
Yeah.
Authentic-ish.
For Minnesota standards.
Minnesota standards. You know, portions are huge, which is nice. The bread is good.
Make sure you package that shit up. Make sure you package that shit up.
No, it's fine. Bread does not keep
well. Sure.
Anyway, so yeah, I think high recommendations we have.
High marks. High marks.
And I guess on that note, we'll thank you again for listening. If you have a place you want us to go to that we haven't been to, or you just want to give us a recommendation, let us know. You can email us at wellfed@basementsgangsters.com. You can also message us on the Twitter.com/wellfedguidefpg or facebook.com/wellfedguide2life. You can also follow where we've been each week and throughout the week. Thank you.
I don't think so. Thank you.
Yeah.
Where was it going? Oh, yeah. Follow us on Foursquare. Foursquare.com/WellFedGuide to life as well. And if any friends of mine personally stop following me on Foursquare, because I don't check in anymore. Follow the WellFed Guide. You're going to get better recommendations than I am. It's just me.
More consistent check-ins.
So thank you again for listening. Thank you for reviewing us on iTunes. Thank you for telling your friends about us. Thank you for being you. Except for you.
Thanks.
You stop being you. Be someone better.
I'll do my best.
Yeah.